WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, everybody. This is WVUA 90.7 FM, the Capstone, and welcome to episode number 19 of the Full Court Press Podcast. My name is Jamie Martinez, and I'm joined by Alex Chasen and Nick Atkinson. Today is February 9th, and the NBA trade deadline is at 3 p.m. Eastern, as well as our first live radio show later in the evening. Let's go. On today's episode, look forward to league news, trades and rumors, and our new series of making tier lists for every position in the NBA, starting with the point guards. We hope you enjoyed last week's episode. Now, let's get into it.
Let's get right into it. If you're not in the Tuscaloosa County area for tonight's live show, Google 90.7 FM, the Capstone, WVUA, and it should pop up right for you. Click the link and listen live to our live show. Just going through the trade deadline, recapping it, and our first reactions to some of the major trades that may or may not be happening later in this evening. But let's get into last night, guys. LeBron James. How many points away is he from the scoring? Oh, wait, he accomplished it. He has finally hit it. I've been saying it for months now. I remember when we started, you know, where's LeBron versus Kareem? He was at like almost, I think, over 1,000 points away from Kareem. He has finally gotten the number one spot all time over Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He has 38,390 points. He only needed 38,388, and he did it in the end of the third quarter. He didn't need all four quarters. He didn't need the whole game. He took just three quarters to get more than 36 points. This was insane. James sank a 21-foot turnaround jumper with 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter at the Crypto.com Arena. This is crazy. Number one all time. How you feeling about this, guys?
I mean, obviously, to me, solidifies him as the greatest of all time. No argument about it. But you know, to some people, Anthony Adamo, this guy that we know, he thinks that he's not even top seven. So
to that craziness,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, LeBron's got a lot of haters, but he's continued to overcome. He's the biggest. He's been the most looked at star in sports history, and he's definitely accomplished what was. Accomplished what was expected out of him.
I don't know if anyone expected this level of accomplishment.
I agree, but I think he's overaccomplished.
He's definitely overaccomplished. Crazy thing is, he's done this in over 1,000 less field goals made. 1,000 less field goals attempted, and almost 6,000 less minutes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Than Kareem got his 38,000 points. How you feel about this one, Jamie? What's this? I know. See, Nick is the biggest LeBron fan out of all of us. I'm more on Nick's side. I've started to, as we've gotten to these podcasts, I've really learned that LeBron may be the GOAT, and then you're on the other end of it. So I'm kind of in the middle. Nick's on one end. You're on the other. How are you feeling about this, and what's this mean for LeBron's legacy?
Yeah, this obviously solidifies him as, in that GOAT tier of players. I still think he's number two. This was a record I think we all anticipated him to break, especially within the last few years.
I agree.
With how he's been producing consistently at a high level, I feel like this was expected of him, and he met those expectations. He's an all-time great player. He deserves all the praise he gets. Not the greatest in the locker room, though. He kind of disrespected Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
We all saw that.
He did.
AD does not mess with him right now either. So it's going to be fun to see how the Lakers turn out. Congrats to LeBron. But they did lose the game to OKC, a not very good team.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be fun to see where the Lakers go from there.
Yeah, I'm real excited. We'll get into it. I'm real excited about,
we'll get into
about
it.
The Lakers' future.
We'll get into
really
it now, and we'll also get into it later on the live show. And we'll get into it this Saturday, hint, hint. Well, Monday for you guys, hint, hint.
Yeah.
But with that said, let's move on.
The big news.
The biggest trade as of now has gone down. Kyrie Irving is on the move. Kyrie, Markieff Morris are getting sent or have been sent to the Dallas Mavericks for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a 2029 first-round pick, so a middle schooler right now,
yeah,
a 2027 and a 2029 second-round pick. This is craziness. Kyrie Irving, did we even mention it last episode? I don't even think we had the time.
No, we didn't, because all the news, it was all right. Short notice.
Last episode, we didn't even have a chance to get it, to tell you guys that Kyrie requested a trade, because it wasn't even a thing yet. Kyrie requested a trade, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday of this past weekend. A few days later, he's getting shipped off to Maverick Land. Paired up with Luka Doncic, what's this mean for the Mavericks? I have an opinion on this, but I want to hear you guys' thoughts first.
I honestly think that this is now the best guard combo that we've seen in the NBA in a long time, honestly.
I'd say 3 years.
Who?
Russ and Harden, clear as that.
Harden wasn't all that, like, great, though.
He's averaging, like, a good 36 points per game.
Oh, we're talking about Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about OKC.
No, we're talking about when Russ went to Houston and they were
So,
I'd still take this pair.
I think I might take this pair, only because Russ was aging. But aside from Russell Westbrook, who we mention all the time, Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic are going to pair very well together. Two pretty ball-dominant guys, but Kyrie, he can play that two-guard. It's what he's been doing in Brooklyn for a while. So defensively, they're going to probably be allowing 140 points a game. Offensively, there is no stopping those two. They're going to be scoring 150. So I do love what Mark Cuban's done. He finally got Luka some help. It's going to be a blast to see what they can do.
What's your take on this, Nick?
I think they take such a big hit defensively, but I think that's the most unstoppable offense in the NBA, second to the Golden State Warriors, of course. When they're healthy, there's nobody in the league stopping that team. But I think, yeah, they got the best offense. You know, Christian Wood's one of the best scoring big men in the league. Then you got Kyrie, then you got Luka, then you got Reggie Bullock. Just pure scores and no defense is on that team whatsoever. But, you know, sometimes offense can overpower defense. I do not think this team is a third-round team. I think they're a second-round exit at best, but we'll see.
I think this was a really bad move for the Mavericks, honestly, because Kyrie is going to Kyrie, right?
Yep.
I'd say there's about a 50, if not more, chance he's not even on the Mavericks next year. Then what? You're left with even a worse situation than you are now for your star, Luka. You lose Spencer Dinwiddie, who, you know, he's a really good piece to that Mavericks roster. Now he's going back to Brooklyn where he was a little bit over a year ago. Dorian Finney-Smith, great defensive presence for that Nets team that needed a real defensive player because they already have plenty of scorers. They get some picks. That doesn't even really matter. But what are the chances Kyrie's on the team next year with the Mavericks?
I'd say lower than 25%. He's going to the Lakers next season.
I don't know. I think it really depends on that relationship he could build with the organization. You know, see what he could do with Luka, see how they pair together.
But that's not how Kyrie thinks.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. I think he really has to like a real strong relationship between him and the owners has to be made. And if that doesn't happen, then, you know, the Mavericks are not going to be in a good situation for a long time. So I think if you're the Mavericks, you got to start working on a deal now. Or like
you got to start working.
Coming up with something.
Yeah. Because if you lose Kyrie, I mean, we've talked about this before on podcast that Luka is carrying this team, not now that they have Kyrie, but before, he was carrying this team to a good playoff team. If they lose Kyrie, I don't think he can carry them into the play-in. He can do a ton, but I don't know if he can do all that. Because he doesn't even have Spencer with him anymore.
Or Dorian Finney-Smith, only defender on the team.
And Spencer was he's a great offensive player. You don't even have that with you anymore. I just think you're in a really tough spot. You're putting this all on someone who has a history of just kind of flaking out on his team.
Yeah,
so you're putting a lot into a guy who has a history of that. I don't know if I would do that, but Mark Cuban is putting all his eggs in one basket. But if it works out, it'd be one of the best moves for this Mavericks roster to finally have someone with Luka. But if not, it's going to be a rough time, and maybe you even lose Luka, but we'll see what happens on that. By the way, we all have Woj on our phones, on our laptops, because any moment now, Russell Westbrook might be traded. We'll get into that in a couple minutes with Nick here. He'll get into the details and break down a possible trade. But I want to move on to another trade that has happened. The Miami Heat are trading center, big news, not really, Dwayne Dedman in a second-round pick to San Antonio Spurs. I don't think the Spurs get anything back. This kind of reminds me of the Noah Vonleh trade. They have so much cap space that they're just eating people's money that they don't want anymore. The Heat are like, we don't need Dedman's money. Let's send him to San Antonio because they have so much cap space they can just eat it. So that's what's going on there as well. This trade, it sounds like it's being finalized. It is finalized, I believe. The Nets are sending forward Kessler, Edwards, and Cash to the Kings. Jamie's team. Sources tell ESPN the Nets save a total of $8 million in salary from the luxury tax and open up one roster spot.
This is honestly the biggest trade of all time.
I completely agree. How does this really help your depth in all seriousness?
So, in all seriousness, Kessler is just probably going to be sent to the G League here. We'll see what happens. He's like 20 years old or something, so there's a lot to develop there. Hopefully he can, you know, produce something.
In the following tweet by Woj, it says Kings instead
intend on sending him to the G League.
Give Edward, yeah, to send him to the G League.
So
yeah.
I think it'll be cool to develop him in the G League, see what he could do, but, you know, it's whatever.
It's
not the OG Anunoby I was hoping for, but, you know, right. Kessler Edwards, maybe he's the next Kevin Durant.
Maybe later.
We'll see.
So these are all the trades that have happened as of now in the past 24 hours or a little bit more. We've talked about some past trades that have happened in the past few weeks, but this is what's happening coming into the direct deadline today. Whew, it's going to be exciting times, but let's jump into a trade. Let's see. Let's talk about it, Nick. Russell Westbrook is reportedly in talks. Well, not him, but the Lakers are in talks with the Jazz and Timberwolves, a three-team trade, which in today's NBA isn't really happening as much. But let's talk about it, Nick. Break it down for us.
Okay, so prior to the news that came out earlier, like 20, 30 minutes ago, the offer was just going to be between the Lakers and the Jazz. It was looking like Westbrook and first-round pick to the Utah Jazz for Jared Vanderbilt, Mike Conley, and Malik Beasley. But now it looks more like D'Angelo Russell will be going to the Lakers, Mike Conley will be going to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Russell Westbrook will be going to the Utah Jazz. And reports are looking like if he does go there, he will be getting bought out.
And a tweet from, well, again, we were recording this on Wednesday like we usually do. This will be up Thursday morning, so an early upload. So if you're hearing this Thursday morning, the trade may or not have already happened, so we obviously can't, you know, be in the future right now. But the most recent tweet from Woj, 39 minutes ago, ESPN sources, a three-team trade is largely hinging on how Minnesota values D'Angelo Russell and a potential deal and the return of draft assets. Lakers and Jazz have significant deal structure in place, but Minnesota has been engaged elsewhere with Russell too. So this means they're looking at other possible avenues to send D'Angelo Russell. And I'm kind of happy the Timberwolves are exploiting this, because it just hasn't worked. And I think D'Lo is one of the easiest pieces to move because Cat's on a massive deal. You obviously want to keep him. Rudy Gobert, I don't know if you really want to keep him. I know me and Nick could care less if he's on the team or not. But you can't move that contract. It's too big for someone who's really not playing at the level they should be playing at. And then obviously Anthony Edwards, that is your whole future right there. So D'Lo is really the only piece that can be moved who's on a significant deal. So we'll have to see what happens with this one.
I also want to add on, I really like this for the Lakers' perspective, because now you give yourself a future a little bit. You know, you get D'Angelo Russell, he's 26 years old. I mean,
coming back to L.A.
But at the same time, to get back to my thing about the Kyrie Irving thing, I think they're trying to get D'Angelo Russell because he's young, has a good contract, and then the Mavericks can sign and trade Kyrie Irving to the Lakers for D'Angelo Russell. That's what I think is
futuristic thinking.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I think we'll have to mark that one down and see what happens coming into the summer, because that's a good idea. How do you feel about this whole everything? How do you feel about it?
So this is a very interesting development that we have going here. You know, three guys that we kind of all foresaw were going to get traded. Maybe not Mike Conley, but, you know, seeing a three-team trade go down, it doesn't happen too often. So it'll be a kind of a fun thing to see. I think Russell Westbrook going over to Utah, if he does play, is a pretty good fit. Him and Lauri Markkanen could make a pretty good duo. Throwing Colin Sexton and whoever else they have could be pretty nice. Plus, they have a ton of picks to build around. So
they actually get better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Conley they do too.
Isn't bad, but Russell Westbrook's definitely at a better place.
Yeah, I just don't see the point in buying him out. You're going to lose a lot of veteran presence that can help teach those young guys. Lakers, I like this too. You're getting D'Angelo Russell.
They get better.
Yeah, I think they get the most out of this. D'Lo, LeBron, AD. D'Angelo Russell, when he was in LA in this first stint, said his dream starting five, and that included LeBron and Anthony Davis, you know, before they were all in Los Angeles. So I think it'd be a pretty cool in retrospect. Mike Conley, you know, he's gone.
I don't think the Timberwolves would want him.
I like him because he provides defense, which they do not have.
That's
he
true.
Provides playmaking, which D'Angelo Russell does not do. And that's a good thing about playing beside LeBron, is he'll get that playmaking, all that good stuff. But, you know, I just think that if they do get Mike Conley, it propels them from being almost out the play-in to like a top 4 or 5 seed.
But he's so old, it doesn't really fit.
I mean, but you're also getting Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's two more good pieces.
Back,
who's getting that in that trade?
The Jazz or the
Timberwolves.
Timberwolves would get Jared Vanderbilt back.
Back plus Malik Beasley.
Maybe.
Malik Beasley back as well.
Yeah, Malik Beasley back would be nice.
If they get all three of them, they might go on to...
I think Malik Beasley's always been so underrated.
They're in a better place than they are today.
Yeah.
I can agree.
I don't think that they're anywhere close to being a championship team. I think that they'll probably maybe even be a first round.
Not because they do technically get worse at the guard position, but Mike Conley does help in the ways they don't have. I can agree with that. All right. Some injury news. Golden State Warriors superstar Stephen Curry is expected to miss multiple weeks with a left leg injury, sources tell The Athletic and Stadium per Shams. Steph Curry's missing this might be his first time missing his All-Star game.
Yeah, No. Remember that season he missed the full season when D'Lo was on?
Right,
but
he was like an All-Star. I mean, this is like the first time where he's been selected an All-Star,
and
he's missing it. So we're going to see who takes his spot.
De'Aaron Fox.
Damn right.
De'Aaron Fox, swipe, but he better be in the All-Star game or else I'm rioting.
I heard it was going to be,
please don't say anything.
Chris Paul?
No. He's averaging 9 points a game. I heard it was somebody else, but I heard it was not De'Aaron Fox.
If it's not De'Aron Fox,
in the East?
Crazy. What? Because it's a West?
Like James Harden or something?
Yeah, that's who it was, Harden.
What? How would that even work? And then they send Kyrie Irving to the West because he's on the Mavericks?
Yeah.
That would be so dumb.
Okay, that kind of makes sense, actually.
I mean, but that's just real. I would have him play one-on-one for it. That'd be great TV.
That's so dumb, though. De'Aaron Fox deserves that. De'Aaron Fox has been averaging such good numbers over the last 3 years, and now he's finally winning, and you're not going to give it to him. Third seed in the West, that's stupid to me. But, you know, I don't want to go on a De'Aaron Fox rant for too long, so I guess we can move on.
With 8 days until the All-Star break, Nets star Kevin Durant, with his MCL sprain, isn't expected to return to the lineup anytime soon. Sources tell ESPN per Woj. Jacques Vaughn told reporters that there's still no timetable for a return, so another star that won't be in the All-Star game.
That's tough. KD's never been able to be in the All-Star game.
Who takes his spot?
I don't know. And there's also going to be another spot open for a forward in the West. Zion Williamson is not going to play in the All-Star.
So who takes all these spots? Well,
I'd say
Pascal
Siakam and Butler.
Which leads us to our next point. We posted an Instagram reel talking about some of our snubs. Go check it out at FCP podcast_UA on Instagram. We had to
do
the plug. Go check it out right after this. But let's talk about some All-Star snubs that we were just led into with the Kevin Durant topic. Garland, Siakam, Butler, Fox, Anthony Edwards. We mentioned three of those when we discussed them, obviously, on our Instagram reel, but there's some other names there. Anthony Edwards, Jimmy Butler. Who do you think gets those spots?
I would say
De'Aaron Fox.
Let's go from 1 to 5. Who's most likely to get those spots?
Siakam.
I say number 1, Siakam, just based off it's a forward.
AD will get the Western spot for
Zion,
I think that's what he'll get. And then I think it'll be really tough between Fox and Harden.
Harden shouldn't be in there.
It's got to be Fox. It won't be because it's Fox. He doesn't get any respect.
And also because of Kyrie going to the Western Conference now. I think that it's going to have to be
It does move it around
Harden
a little bit.
Now.
Even though he was selected while he was still in the East. So it should be fun to see how that goes. If Fox doesn't go, though, God. I'm trying to get his All-Star jersey, man. But if nothing happens, then...
I forget. Did we talk about who made all the whole All-Star teams?
I think.
Do you remember, Nick?
I don't know. I don't think so, honestly.
I feel like we did.
I want to say we did. But
Yeah, we did.
Which makes you say that?
Because I just remember you having the picture of the All-Star teams on.
Oh, yeah.
But was that just the starters?
No, you had, like, the full...
You're right. All right, so we got other... I just want to make sure we're talking with some context here. All right, so we have that all under control.
This next news is making me mad, man.
This next news, honestly, kind of frustrates me because I had some high hopes for this guy to be a good dunk contest contestant. And nope, that's just NFL news. Nick heard the buzz of our phones, and that's just ESPN NFL news, not Russell Westbrook news. But we'll let you guys know if anything happens. But with that said, Portland's high flyer rookie Shaden Sharp will not be participating in this year's dunk contest, and he was our only hope.
That was so lame.
That guy's head can get not above the rim. It can get above the backboard, honestly.
Yes.
He had the most hype coming into this year's dunk contest, but he has dropped out of the dunk contest, and I quote from Shams, in order to focus on the second half of the Trailblazers season.
Just to miss the playoffs?
What do you got to focus on, bud? Realistically.
They're missing the play-in, honestly.
You're a bench guard, and you're on a losing roster.
It's because he has all the hype for Portland. He's like their future right now, him and Anthony Simmons.
That'll be a really good duo, I think, in the future.
But with that said, Jericho Sims of the New York Knicks. I didn't even know who he was until a few months ago when he checked it. I was like, who's number 45 on the Knicks? I'm like, okay. I remember
Sims has bounce.
He does have bounce, but he doesn't have bounce of...
Yeah. I think he has the highest recorded vertical in NBA history. It's like at 50 or something.
All right, well, I have high hopes for this still, but right now
I'm picking KJ Martin.
Yeah, we have Houston's KJ Martin, New Orleans Pelicans' Trey Murphy, G League's Mack McClung.
I know Mack McClung's not winning.
New York Knicks, Jericho Sims, and Kenny Lofton, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
The dude weighs like 250.
250. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
That might be too nice.
We'll see, man.
But now let's get into the main segment here. We've been talking about our NBA point guard tier list of all the NBA point guards in today. Well, not all, but the starters in the NBA, the 30 starters, plus a few honorable mentions that we had to throw in here, like Malcolm Brogdon. Guys like Cade Cunningham only played 12 games, but he is a starting point guard. So we have Jaden Ivey as well, who is a starting point guard now. And a few other names you'll see on here, like Dennis Schroeder. We have Russell Westbrook as well. There's some guys we had to throw on these lists just for some clarification of, like, if you're asking why is there two guys on the same teams? Because, like, we're not going to not put Russell Westbrook even though he doesn't start. But it's all 30 starters plus a few extras that we had to add. Let's start it off.
All right, so I'll start us off. Are we just going to go from, like, D? Do you have, like, I'm saying on your D, do you have it from, like, that first guy is better than those next guys? That's how I have it.
No.
That's not how it's supposed to work out.
Okay. I'll just read mine off. Like, so I'm listing my whole D, right?
Yeah. So the way I think about it is, like, since it's a tier list, D is just D. No one's better than anyone else.
Okay. I like that.
We can argue about it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so just to start off, Monte Morris of the Washington Wizards, John Wall, Trey Jones, Kevin Porter Jr., Cole Anthony, Kyle Lowry, and Reggie Jackson.
Kyle Lowry.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
All right, so D tier is going to be guys that you don't even think should be starting.
I mean, I don't think John Wall should be starting. I think KPJ could make an argument for being
KPJ?
Kevin Porter, he's a stud, bro. He averages a good, like, 20 points.
Why do you have him in D tier if he's a stud?
Because I think the guys in C are on such a higher level than him.
Well, what's C? What's your C definition?
Starter.
That's crazy.
Level player.
Okay, so D you don't think is quite starting level.
I think you're like a sixth man of the team.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so for D, I also have Monte Morris. I have A.O. Desumu, Dennis Schroeder of the L.A. Lakers, Trey Jones of the Spurs, Jose Alvarado, Davion Mitchell, and Ben Simmons.
Ouch.
I have...
All right, so my D tier, I have Dennis Schroeder of the Lakers, A.O. Desumu of the Bulls, Markelle Fultz on the Magic, Monte Morris of the Wizards, and the layout I used also included Josh Primo, so he's definitely D tier. I'll probably F tier if that was a thing. And Dyson Daniels, who was also on here. I think he could be good in the future. But now that we said, I also think Davion Mitchell, unfortunately, as a Kings fan, could be bumped down to D.
His offense hasn't
played. He's just so poor offensively. Defensively, he's one of the best guards in the league, honestly. But
I just think he's like a current. I told you this the other day. I think he's current day Tony Allen.
I think he's Pat Bev without the intensity.
What about Jose Alvarado?
I have him C-tier.
That's wild. All right.
I don't know. Just because of that...
I don't have him on here.
Just because of that steel
thing. You don't think he's worth it?
I love Alvarado, but I just think that, you know, a lot of these guys are way better
really?
Than him.
Yeah.
I could see Alvarado D-tier. I have him C-tier, but just what he does on the court. He's a fun player to watch. That's why I have him C.
He is. All right, let's jump into C-tier.
Yeah, jump into C. You know, you got to throw in Chris Paul, obviously. I mean, that's obvious. Mike Conley, Malcolm Brogdon, you know, that's a runner-up right now for sixth man of the year. And if Westbrook does get traded, that he will probably get the sixth man of the year. Cade Cunningham, obviously, like you said, injured. So I have him on here as well as Jaden Ivey. I have both of them on here. I do have Dennis Schroeder as C. Because, I mean, I think he's played great this season. I think that he's left, like, a bad taste in people's mouths for what he's done the last two seasons. But as I've been watching them, I see that he's really good attacking the basket, and that's really it. He's good attacking the basket, he can score, and I think that he's provides spacing to any sort of team that has a ball-dominant player that cannot shoot at the ball. So I think that he's a starting level.
I can get on board with that.
Obviously, I got Lonzo Ball. He would definitely be in B if he was playing.
And healthy, yeah.
Jamal Murray, I did not put him in B. I was really close to doing it, but I got him in C right now. And I also have Spencer Dinwiddie in C.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I've heard VanVleet in C also.
Okay, gotcha.
Ooh, that's
in
a,
my
that's
C
a cool
tier,
one.
This is easily my most loaded part of it. Like,
really?
So B, A, and S, obviously the higher you go up, the more limiting it gets. In D tier, I only had like 6 or 7 guys. C is where I have most of them, which makes sense. You know, most starting point guards are starting point guards. They're not. There's only so many superstars and stars you can have. So my C tier, I'm going to go one by one. If you have a comment, just stop me because there's a lot of them, so we can discuss. I have Jaden Ivey, Cade Cunningham, Tyrese Maxey. All right, Nick. You talk about Tyrese Maxey, and then I'll finish my list, but don't talk about anyone else, because I want to... Unless you want me to finish it, then...
Cade Cunningham's being disrespected.
All right, so we have Jaden Ivey, who is starting point guard right now because Cade Cunningham's hurt. He's doing well. He's a starting point guard, but he hasn't, you know, really reached a star level yet.
That's fine.
All right, Tyrese Maxey, like I mentioned, we'll get back to that.
That's
one
crazy.
Yeah. Cade Cunningham, Markelle Fultz, who I think is the definition of a starting caliber point guard. He's not a star. He's not a superstar, but I'm glad... Not worth the number one overall pick, but I'm glad he's turned into... He's turning into, you know, he's creating a career for himself, which I'm really happy about. Hate to say, but Marcus Smart, but he's like a high level C tier.
I got him.
All right.
I do too.
He's a high level C tier, and this is coming from a Boston fan. His defense is the best in the league. His offense is really good as well, but he's just not on the level of my B tier guys. He's just really not. If you look at my B tier, which we'll get to in a little bit after we go around the horn here, he's just not on the same level as those guys overall. Kyle Lowry is also in my C tier. Spencer Dinwiddie now, who's now the starter in Brooklyn. Reggie Jackson, I think he's a good starting point guard. He's really revived his career. He kind of had some down days down in Detroit, got bounced around, but I think he's really found his starting point guard role with the Clippers. I'm not sure how long that will last, but as of right now, he's doing well with them. Chris Paul, sadly, has fallen down to C tier. Fred VanVleet, KPJ, Kevin Porter Jr., I think he's really shown that he can be a good starter in this league and possibly down the line turn into a star. Mike Conley, like I said, this is a big one, so bear with me. Malcolm Brogdon, who could be the sixth man of the year. Lonzo Ball, low-key, wanted to put him in D tier. He doesn't play.
What?
You know, the rumor is he might not ever play basketball again.
You guys disrespect Lonzo.
And then I have Russell Westbrook in C tier. He's just not on the level of the B tier guys. Look at my B tier. Well, like I said, when we go around the horn, I'll talk about it. He's nowhere near the level of any of those guys in the B tier. And again, Russell Westbrook is one of the best guys in C tier, but it's C tier. So there's a low level C tier, there's a C minus, and there's a C plus, but it's all C tier. So you have to remember that. And then finally, to round it off, I have John Wall. Nick, what do you got to say about all this? Let's start off with Tyrese Maxey, because that's where you wanted to start off originally.
Okay, yeah. Before he got injured, he was an all-star. It was solidified. He was an all-star. Damn near the best player on the Sixers before he got injured. He was the best player on Philadelphia. And
not better than Joel.
At that time,
Joel had a very slow start to the season.
We were like 15-15, and Maxey was averaging like 27 points per game. But, and then now he's coming off the bench. He's averaging a good like 22, 23 points per game. I think that he's, you know, definitely still a B. I think that he's close to A, I think. I think next year he's going to be an all-star. I think that Harden's going to take a big step back if he stays with us. And I think that Maxey is the future of the Sixers. And I think that it obviously didn't tie into this season, but I think he's been doing great this season. I think that he should be in B. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. You know?
I agree with every point you're making. He just, in my opinion, when we get into B, he's just not on the level. He's like a C+. He's the C-est of plus-plus-pluses. Russ is like probably a C to C-plus range. Just going back to Tyrese, he's just not quite on the level of any of those B-tier guys yet.
Yeah.
If he played the way he played all season, he'd be on B-tier. But he's come back, and he's playing a six-man role. For whatever reason, Doc Rivers aside, he's not...
Yeah,
he's an idiot. He's not coaching well right now. Doc Rivers aside, he's just not performing the same way he was originally. So for me, he's kind of fallen off to the C-plus range. Anyone else you have a strife with?
I mean, just my personal opinion, I'm not big on John Wall. I would have him... I mean, you saw I had him in D. I mean, because the Clippers are not... It came out, it's not big news, mainstream news, but it came out, they're not impressed with this play, and if they cannot find a trade suited for him, they're going to buy him out.
Okay. I just think John Wall is still a very solid player.
I think y'all disrespect Cade Cunningham and Lonzo Ball.
Well, no, the only reason I haven't even said Lonzo, Lonzo has been injured, so that's not...
I know, but
injured.
I feel like when they're healthy, they are... Definitely like B tier guys.
This
season.
This is right now.
Yeah,
I know. I have it based on them being healthy, so that's why I have them higher. But here, I'll move on to my C tier. So
sounds good.
C tier. I have Reggie Jackson, Spencer Dinwiddie, John Wall, Ben Simmons, Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs, Kyle Lowry, Chris Paul, Trey Jones, Kevin Porter Jr., Jose Alvarado.
I think Suggs is a shooting guard.
I know, but he was on the list. He plays both. Originally I had John Wall B tier. I have no idea why I did that. I realized what I did. I think it was an accident. I think I put him in the wrong thing because there's no way he's B tier. The other one that I think I thought about moving down was Mike Conley. Whoa, y'all peeping.
I can't see. Well, I just want to see where you have.
Oh, I had John Wall right here on accident. But
oh, okay, good,
C-tier.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I had him there on accident.
Good.
I also think y'all kind of, or at least Alex disrespects Marcus Smart for what he does for the Celtics.
I am the last person to disrespect Marcus Smart. But look at my tier list. I'm going to show you my screen. I'm not saying names right now because I haven't said it yet, but he's not better than him, or him.
I think he's on the same tier. He's not better, he's just the low end of the tier.
That's what I was kind of saying about Westbrook.
He's the low end of the tier.
I don't agree.
B tier is where I have most of my guys. That's where I have a lot of guys. And looking at your guys' list, y'all are making me feel like I'm a nice guy to some of these
guys. You're overvaluing some people.
I just think that a lot of people have a lot of value.
Don't
get me wrong. Y'all are undervaluing.
I mean, I have so many in B. So.
I do, too.
Don't get me wrong. I have most of mine in C. Don't get me wrong. And by the way, I think just for fun, we're going to post these on Instagram once the show is uploaded. So if you want to go look at them for yourselves, you go check it out on there on Instagram. We'll title it and all that.
Yeah.
Just so you can get a visual after you guys listen to this. But Marcus Smart, he is the C-est of plus, plus, pluses alongside with Tyrese Maxey. But like I said, he's just not on the level of B.
He's the B-est of the minus, minus, minuses.
You could make an argument for it. I'm not going to disagree with you, but...
You know, it's a Celtic guy, so
yeah, well,
I think we can move on to the B.
Yeah, let's just move on to B. Start off, Jalen Brunson, Jrue Holiday, D'Lo, Marcus Smart, Van Vliet, CJ McCollum, Russell Westbrook, LaMelo Ball, Trey Young.
Ooh.
Who was it? I'm just going to make sure I'm good. Am I good?
Yeah, I think you're good.
Yeah.
Give me an argument why Russell Westbrook's B. And B is, in my opinion, B should be, is like all like low-level stars.
Because if you put him on any other team in the NBA, let's say the Wizards, I think that he's averaging a 20-point triple-double. I just think that's what
still.
I mean, he's coming off the bench averaging 16, 8, and 6.
But he's not,
six.
Though. It's based off what they've done right now.
What you mean? That's what he's averaging right now.
No, I'm saying... You put him at B because you think he could average.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying.
But his per 36 is amazing, right?
Yeah, for him being a six-man and doing all that, I have him as B.
That's wild.
I mean,
you're a hater.
You know I'm going to always have him as high.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to get on Jamie. I respect you.
Hey, I have love for Brody.
I do, too, but he's not.
I think he is. I think he's... Oh, and I meant to say... I really don't want to put Tyrese Maxey in B, but Tyrese Maxey's in B.
I had him A.
Where'd you have him?
We could both be having A.
I had him in A, but, I mean, whatever. I'm just going to put him in B just because Doc Rivers is not playing him smartly.
I think the argument for Tyrese Maxey is if you want to have Westbrook in B, coming off the bench and averaging 16, whatever, I think it's okay to have Maxey in A because he's coming off the bench and averaging even better numbers than Westbrook, and so I think it's a fair argument to have him in A.
Then, yeah, I'll keep Maxey in
A. You think
like
Maxey's on the level of those guys in A tier?
I think he is, yeah.
100%.
All right, so I'll jump into my B tier. These are guys, like I said, who are star level, lower level stars, though, or guys who are former superstars who have just kind of regressed a little bit, like a James Harden. He is in my B tier.
Ooh.
He is playing pretty good. He's kind of actually, I believe... He's kind of transformed his game. He's
a pure playmaker.
Playmaker, which I'm kind of interested in seeing how this goes for him because, you know, he was the guy, he was Luka Doncic before Luka Doncic. He was averaging 36 points per game. He was dishing out some rocks, but he was really focused on scoring and trying to get teams the win. That's not his job anymore. Joel takes the scoring. And then when Tyrese Maxey was in his normal role, he was taking over the scoring. James Harden's averaging, if not 10 assists, almost 10 assists. Which is something different that we've never really seen out of Harden. He's kind of transformed his game, which keeps him in a star-level contention. Next up, we got Jalen Brunson, who's completely turned his career around. He was a good starter with Dallas, but it wasn't really his team. It wasn't his ball. It's now almost his team. You could make an argument for Julius Randle, but it's his ball most of the time with the New York Knicks, and he is killing it. Next up, we have LaMelo Ball, who has been plagued by injuries, but when he's healthy and on the court this season, he is showing that he is all-star level. Not quite there yet. That's why he's in B tier, but he's definitely close. And then we have Drew Holiday, who, yes, I don't think he should be an all-star. Like I said, these are lower-level stars, but he's a better Marcus Smart. That's why I have him in B tier, because he scores way better than Marcus Smart, and his defense is almost as good, if you can say just as good as Marcus Smart. He doesn't have the hustle effort that Marcus Smart does. That's why I have him in B tier and Smart at C tier, excuse me. Next up, we have Jamal Murray. When he came back from his injury, he was kind of bad. Didn't really have the explosiveness or shown the talent that he had previously, especially Bubble Murray.
Yeah,
especially
that's why I haven't seen.
Bubble Murray. But he just had a great game a few nights ago. I think 40-something points he dropped. And he's slowly coming back into form. And he's definitely a lower-level B guy, not quite a C tier. He's definitely lower-level B, in my opinion. Next up, we have D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell. He is also another lower-level B guy. Minnesota Timberwolves on the trade block, as we talked about earlier in the show. We'll see what happens with that. If he goes to the Lakers, I think he could move up to A tier. He's going to be that premier point guard on that roster. And LeBron's getting older.
And that'll be his team.
That'll be his team soon, eventually. So we'll have to see what happens on that. But right now, I'm in a lower level B. Next up, we have CJ McCollum, who shouldn't be a point guard, but he is a point guard this year.
He'll be a shooting guard in about 2 weeks.
We'll see what happens with that.
He will.
But as of right now, he is a point guard, so he is going to be on my point guard list. And he is a lower level B. He's just not really a point guard. He's really a shooting guard in a point guard's world, excuse me. So if he was a shooting guard, he'd probably be in the A tier for shooting guards, but he's just not a point guard, so he's got to be B. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, only thing I would add is Westbrook, but, you know.
And yeah. Tyrese, you said.
Yeah.
You had Tyrese where?
C.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
He's a high C.
That's disrespectful.
I think he's a high B, almost A, is what was brought up. But I'm a Sixers fan, so.
Yeah, so for my beats here, guys, start off with LaMelo Ball. Pretty easy choice, former All-Star. Been plagued by injuries, but when he does play, he's very, very solid. He's really the only person on the Hornets.
Yeah.
So what he does with them, that's really cool. I also have DeJounte Murray on here. I know he plays the two guard now. It's what the list had, but I think, you know, he played point guard most of his career.
He's more of a point guard, I'd say.
Yeah. He played point most of his career. I have him as a B-tier guy. Next is Marcus Smart. One of the best.
I appreciate the love. I just can't do it.
The best defending guard in the NBA, so I feel like he needs some respect for that. I based this off of pre-injury, how they were before, which is why I have Cade Cunningham and Lonzo Ball here. So if they could be moved down to C tier, that's fine. But you know, when they're healthy, they're most definitely B tier guys. Cade Cunningham is the future of the Pistons. Lonzo Ball is what keeps the Bulls together, so that's why I have them there. Next is Russell Westbrook, probably the best sixth man in the league. Well, I don't know about the best, because you also have like Tyrese Maxey,
yeah,
which is I have ahead of him. But Russell Westbrook, best in the West as for the sixth men, so he's going to go there. D'Angelo Russell will most likely be traded soon, but for what he does scoring-wise, can't be, you know, disregarded. I also have Mike Conley here.
That's insane.
It's a little insane, but for what he does at his age...
Westbrook would be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So for what he does at his age, playmaking, leading teams, defense, he's a defense-first guy. He's not going to show up on the stat sheet a lot, but he's a locker room guy. He leads teams to wins, and, you know, he's, you know, one of the best leaders that we've seen in a long time. Even what he did in Memphis. He's the Memphis Grizzlies' all-time leading scorer.
I
so I do think he has a place in B. If you want to argue C, I'm not gonna argue with you, because it's definitely viable. But I have him B. Did you want to say anything, Alex? I know you're...
I don't have the list in front of me, so what was the name? So who do you have in C? Say all of B to B.
So next is Jamal Murray, who, you know, you just talked
just
about.
What you've had so far.
Oh, what I've talked about.
Yeah, I'm not trying to rush you. I just mean what you've said so far.
D'Angelo Russell, Russell Westbrook, Cade Cunningham, Lonzo Ball, Marcus Smart, DeJounte Murray, LaMelo Ball.
DeJounte Murray.
Oh, so you have a lot of people in A then.
A good amount, yeah.
Yeah. I can't put Russ in B, personally.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, there's an argument to be made for everything. Next, CJ McCollum, point guard for the Pels. He's, you know, not a playmaker, but he's one of the best scorers out there. We watched him play live. He had like 20 in the first half, so he's great. Next is Fred VanVleet, who is that B-minus-minus guy. He's, again, a really good scorer, but his efficiency is just not great. So C-tier could definitely happen for him. Next is Malcolm Brogdon, another one of the best six men in the league. I value my sixth men for what they do.
He would start on basically any team.
I think he could start on literally any other team. He was insane on the Pacers.
He said, "I just want to be a sixth man so I can win a championship." And yeah, that's really what he said.
I think he should be a starter on. He legit would be a starter anywhere else. So for what he does for the Celtics, especially off the bench, he's a fantastic shooter. Even though he doesn't have the nicest jump shot, great defender, great playmaker. So Malcolm Brogdon's good all around. That's my B tier.
That's all right. Next up is A. So
we got the stars.
Some stars here. Yeah. Just to start off, I do not have De'Aaron Fox in this. I don't have him on the list at all.
I was gonna say.
No, I'm saying I don't have him on this list like whatsoever.
Why?
Because I don't think he's that good.
Yeah, now I know you're just capping.
I'm going to drop Tyrese Maxey off
here. Obviously, I got De'Aaron Fox, and I made a mistake. Damian Lillard should be in B.
Whoa.
That's my opinion, but he should be in B for me. Yeah, I'm a Dame hater, yeah. Tyrese Halliburton, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, mm-hmm. Darius Garland, Kyrie Irving, and Shea.
I thought when you were getting mad at me that I had James in B tier, I thought you were saying that's too high. Because I know you don't like James Harden.
Oh, no. I mean... I had to put him in A because Kyrie is an A. That's what I was thinking. I think they're on the same level. So
that's fair.
But I think Kyrie's better than James Harden.
I'll go ahead and make my argument for both. I know both of y'all are big on Shea, and I'll make my argument on Damian Lillard. Because Damian Lillard, I've said it numerous times, to me, my opinion, he's just not a winning player. As a first option, it has not worked. Maybe he could go and be a second option on some team, and they could go deep in the playoffs, but I just don't think that he translates to wins. I think that point guards that are like this, besides Steph Curry, have never been able to translate it to wins, so I just don't.
Is that why you don't like Shea?
No. I think it's too, for Shea, I think it's a little too early to put him in that conversation. I think that the team that he has around him, I think that, of course, they're not good, but he's been able to get him into the play-in, out of the play-in all season, but I'm not high on him just yet, just because he's an amazing scorer, and I just think that, in my opinion, I was kind of telling Jamie this, in my mind, he's a shooting guard. I just think of him as a shooting guard. I think if he were to, give the ball to Giddy and let him just run the two, I think he could be the best shooting guard in the league. I think easily he could, but I think as far as point guards, these guys that I have above him are like LeBron to Andre Drummond. Like, that's just my opinion, but, and I guess really the only other argument I'll make for somebody is, so people will probably question Tyrese Halliburton and Darius Garland, but I mean, they're the best playmakers in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not going to question that.
Mm-hmm. But y'all all right with mine?
Yeah.
Despite those two.
Despite Shea and Dame, I agree with it.
Well,
and Trae Young, I have an A tier.
You think Dame should be in S?
No, A.
Oh.
You said you had him in B. So my A tier is Darius Garland. Should be an all-star. I think Jrue Holiday, I don't wish on anyone to get hurt. I don't even want Jrue Holiday to get hurt. I just want him to, sprain his pinky so he can't play. Because I think that's about the extent of someone I want to get hurt. I think he has to sprain his pinky so Darius Garland can get that all-star spot, because he deserves it way more than Jrue Holiday, in my professional opinion. Next up, Tyrese Halliburton. Jamie, I'm going to say it.
And I'm going to agree with him, because I don't know what you're about to say.
You realize you lost it on that trade because Tyrese Halliburton is the all-star. De'Aaron Fox isn't the all-star, so...
We all know it's rigged against Sacramento.
No, so technically...
De'Aaron Fox...
No, let me finish my argument here.
Go ahead.
Technically, Tyrese Halliburton is better than De'Aaron Fox because De'Aaron Fox has never been an all-star game. Who has? Who has, Nick? Who has?
Tyrese Halliburton has. And not to mention, Tyrese Halliburton is the best playmaker in the
NBA. He is the best playmaker.
By far.
And he's averaging just a little bit less than Fox. But he's the best playmaker better defensive player.
Do we also want to talk about how crowded the guards in the West are compared to the East?
If it was flipped, Fox would still make it. I mean, if it was flipped...
I don't know.
West. All right, let's think about who he made it over. He made it over Darius Garland. He made it over... I'm trying to just look on this list.
Kyrie, technically.
He didn't make it over Kyrie.
Yeah. Well,
Kyrie was a starter when it was announced.
So he made it over Darius Garland.
Oh, yeah.
James Harden. Jalen Brunson, Marcus Smart, Fred VanVleet, Trae Young. LaMelo Ball's a really big one right there.
No.
Yeah, but he hasn't played.
LaMelo Ball's barely played. Fred VanVleet's not a big one either.
Versus
Luka,
Steph.
And I will say this, 100% he should be there in there over Dame. That should
yeah,
not even be argued.
Exactly.
I think that's ridiculous that that Dame's in the All-Star game.
It's only because he's been killing for last month.
I mean, I don't care if he was averaging 80 points per game. His team isn't in the play-in. There's no excuse for him to be.
Let me just finish off the list. So A-tier, we have got Garland, Haliburton, who's an All-Star Fox, isn't Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard, De'Aaron Fox, and Trae Young. So I do have Fox and Haliburton on the same list, but I would have, if I'm going to put someone in an S between the two, it would be Haliburton before Fox, as of right now. But let me just make a case for all of them. Like I said, Garland should be an All-Star. Jrue Holiday, let's sprain his pinky so Garland can get in the All-Star game. Haliburton, All-Star, averaging around 21 points per game, 11 assists, 1 or 2 steals per game. He's killing it. I'm excited for his future. Kyrie Irving, because it's Kyrie freaking Irving.
Yeah,
he is a beast.
I hate Kyrie, but
I hate him.
Yeah.
He's a very odd individual. Mavericks are putting a real flyer on getting him. We'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, hey, when he's on the court, he's going to give you 28 a night.
Yeah.
Easy. Dame Dalla. He is an interesting one. He's a lower level A. But this past month, you got to be honest, he has been on a mission. He's averaging 30-plus points per game just this month. Before that, was kind of struggling. I don't think he should be an All-Star because it's not Player of the Month. It should be Fox, 110%. I agree with that, Jamie. I agree with that. But he's not an All-Star, so I'm going to keep
him. Oh, but Haliburton's so much better, even though Fox got snubbed.
He's still better. If they were both All-Stars, I'd still say Halliburton's better. I'm just poking fun at you. But with that said, going back to Dame here, I mean, it's really just been the past month he's been killing it, but he's still a great point guard regardless. Next up, we got De'Aaron Fox. Like I said, should be over Dame. I'll give you that. And then Trae Young, he is kind of inefficient. If he doesn't have a three-point shot going, he's not a great point guard, but he can pass really well, and that's what saves him being a really overall great point guard, and he's a lower-level A-tier guy. What's your guy?
All right, so my A-tier, I have De'Aaron Fox, duh. Third in the West, better than Tyrese Haliburton. Great Kings trade that the Kings made. Sabonis is a beast. Damian Lillard, also A-tier. He made the All-Star game, obviously. He's been on a tear. Can't take that away from him. Tyrese Haliburton, I miss the guy. He's a big Brock Purdy fan, so I got respect for him. I hate that we had to trade him, but, you know, it's whatever. James Harden, who, you know, one of the better playmakers in the league. He's completely shifted his game from being a ball hog to a playmaker, so I can't diss him for that. He also puts up great numbers in points per game wise, as well with his assists. Tyrese Maxey, who I kind of got into earlier, he's, in my eyes, the best six man in the league. He puts up starting level numbers off the bench, so I feel like not putting him in A, especially with how he did as a starter, averaging like 28 a game earlier.
Yeah.
I feel like he has to be there.
Yeah, I agree.
Trae Young, who, albeit a shot chucker, you can't deny the talent. He had 16 and 16 the other night. He's a fantastic playmaker. A little inefficient scoring-wise, but, again, the talent's there. Jalen Brunson, who's a bit of a controversial one, only because the Knicks have been very good with him. He's, again, another guy that probably should have been an All-Star. Another one of the snubs, just was on the fringe right there. Darius Garland, that's an easy one. Should have been an All-Star again over Jrue Holiday. And then I also have Jrue Holiday because he was an All-Star. He's, you know, the defensive anchor up there with Giannis on the Bucks, but he also averages 20 a game. He was an All-Star, so I can't take that away from him. And I think he's like that, the A minus 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 of the list.
I mean, I can get on board with that, the Jrue Holiday one.
Brunson's another A minus minus guy, but, you know, I've seen that guy play live. He makes a lot of insane shots. He's very clutch. He's great around the rim, great float game, so I feel like he's just on the fringe.
That's
B can definitely be argued, though.
Then S, the superstars, the best of the best. Let's see what you got, Nick.
All right, obviously, Steph Curry, you know,
yep.
Four-time champ, two-time MVP. He is injured right now, but what does it matter? When he's playing, he's the best point guard in the NBA, besides Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to give that to Luka. And then next up, obviously, Luka, you know. He's a good playmaker. I don't think I would even put him better than James Harden, though, just in my opinion. I think Luka's a great playmaker, but I just don't think he's on that level yet. I think he's more of a scorer. I think as time will go on, he might transition to more. I think it will benefit him to transition to maybe a shooting guard, small forward. I just think that would benefit his game so he doesn't have to worry about playmaking, but who knows?
You just don't want him to be as good as Russ.
No, that's the person I'm fine with breaking the triple-double stuff. Jokic, though, I'm not going to get vulgar, but I hope he gets injured. And then, obviously, representing South Carolina, Ja Morant, the best dunker in the NBA, the best the best too much outs, but you know, he's pretty good though. I like what he's done in Memphis since he's been there. I mean, he completely turned the franchise around. The most exciting fake team in the NBA. You know, they like to act all.
You hear what Shannon? Shannon.
Yeah.
I can always Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Said about him, he's like, you're not hood.
He's not. I can kind of attest to it because I know, and Tommy can too. He lives in Sumter, South Carolina. It's like the beach, so no, he's not. But that's another story. But
debunked.
But you know. Ja Morant, he's still one of the best point guards. He's the third best point guard in the NBA in my mind. And, you know, I think that as far as clutch, I think that's one thing he can work on is being more clutch. Because I remember watching a couple games of him last year. He's gotten a little bit better this year. He would miss free throws in the clutch, like miss both free throws. And he's gotten a little bit better at it now, but he just...
He's too focused on grittying?
I agree. And at the end of the day, he just... That's the one thing that's going to separate you from Luka and Steph is being good in the clutch. Because if you're not good in the clutch, you're not going to win games. That's what makes people remember you is being clutch. So I just, that's why I have him. It's like 1, 2, and then 3, 4, 5, 6 to me. So
my S tier. Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Ja Morant. I have to put Shai in here. I'll touch on him first because Nick doesn't have him. He's averaging 31 points per game. All right. On a up-and-coming OKC team that's in a play-in spot right now. Next year, they should be a playoff team in general, especially if they get a really high pick and get Victor Wembanyama or anyone in that top five there. Shout out B. Mills. Hopefully, he can go to OKC or something.
Charlotte.
Yeah, probably Charlotte Hornets. But with that said, Shai has just proven to be one of the best point guards in the league. He does it all. Watching him against the Celtics, he torched us. Luckily, we came out in the win. This was back, like, in November. But he does it all on the court. He's so fun to watch. He's so fluid with his shot. He makes the game look so easy, so effortless. And there's only four guys that really do that. That's Luka Doncic, Steph Curry, Ja Morant, and now Shai Gilgeous. Those are like the four point guards that just make everything look so effortless. I mean, you could say Kyrie too, but he's just on another level in Kyrie right now in his career. Steph Curry, of course, Stephen Curry. I mean, when he's on the court, he is the best point guard of all time. Luka Doncic is definitely better now in their current stages of their career. That means let's jump into Luka. Averaging a 36-35 point per game triple-double. Sorry, Nick. He's going to be better than Russ one day. Yeah. Sorry, Tatum. He's going to win MVP.
He might be the next LeBron.
He might be the next... I mean, he's not going to be LeBron. He's not athletic, but he's like the next person who can...
The next GOAT who could
get those stats like LeBron. Then Ja Morant. He's the lowest one of all of them, I would say. He has the most holes in his game out of these four, but he is on another level compared to A-tier, I would say. But his high-flying ability... His overall guard ability, shooting, driving, passing, it's all there. I just think he's the most just kind of clumsy out of these four that could possibly drop down to A if he doesn't really fix any of those mistakes.
Yeah. I agree with you. I like SGA being there to an extent, but I mean, I'm just not high on him at this exact moment. But, you know, I respect it, though. And just before you get into it.
Did the trade happen?
So the Russell Westbrook to the Jazz is confirmed, basically. So
from who?
Shams. He said there's definitely a deal here that has a level of momentum, basically meaning.
Where'd that come from?
Shams.
You see?
His story.
Oh, the story. So, see, Twitter maybe not always the place.
So you know, I think regardless, Westbrook is going to the Utah Jazz, but. It just depends. D'Angelo Russell might not be going to the Lakers. So, regardless, it's probably Mike Conley going to the Lakers. Regardless, Russell Westbrook is out of L.A., so we got the job done. Free Russ. Until it's
free
back.
Free Brody. Nick's in his feels over there in that corner. He's got the sniffles. Now he's crying really hard.
Yeah, he's crying because Russ is finally free.
Tears of joy. Russ is finally free, but we don't exactly know what the whole deal is.
Yeah.
That hasn't really come yet, but it sounds like he's going to be out. Interesting. All right, we'll talk about that on the live show, but let's jump into Jamie here with your S tier.
All right, so with my S tier, I'm going to start off with the easiest pick here, my glorious king, Luka Doncic. He's the easiest one here. He's my MVP. He's doing things that I've never seen before, 35-point triple-double, especially for somebody who's so unathletic doing things that he's doing. Yeah, I've got the Suspect Sports on TikTok. But Luka Doncic is the best point guard in the league. There's no doubt about it. And he's going to be running the NBA for a long, long time. Next up, second best point guard in the league, not too far behind Luka, is Steph Curry. The second greatest point guard of all time as well. He might be number one by the end of his career.
I'd give him third right now.
Third? Over Russ, under Russ?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Steph Curry, four-time NBA champion, two-time MVP, and he's killing it out there in Golden State. You know, he's, what, how old is he? 34.
I think he's 35 because he's, I know he's a year older than Durant and Westbrook.
34, 35, who cares? Because he's still averaging 30 a game.
I think he's a year younger than Durant and Westbrook.
No, he's like a couple months older than Westbrook. Yeah. I don't know about Durant, but
They all popped up. Yeah. Durant's 34, Curry's 34. Sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah, Steph Curry is an easy A-tier pick. He's been killing it for so long, and he's continuing it into this year. Next, I have SGA, who Nick low-key disrespected. He's not on a winning team, but he's putting up all NBA numbers. He's averaging 30-something a game. We saw him play last night against LA. He killed him. He's probably the main factor as to why they upset LeBron in his record-setting game. So big shouts out to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He definitely deserves to be here. Next up is Ja Morant.
That's not in order, right? You don't have SGA better than Ja.
This is not in order.
Oh, okay.
Next up, I have Ja Morant, the private school thug. Absolute machine. His off-the-court antics are definitely not to be desired, but on the court, he is undeniable. Probably the best player that we've seen athletic-wise driving to the basket since a Russell Westbrook or a Derrick Rose. He's just been fantastic his entire career, and there's no denying Ja Morant. And I have five guys in here. I have one more. This is probably my hottest take, but I think Kyrie Irving is top five.
Top five
in the S tier with them. He, again, much like Ja Morant, for different reasons, his off-the-court antics are definitely not to be desired. However, the talent is there. He's averaging 28 a game. He's an all-star starter. He has been so good for so long. Best handles of all time. He's a fantastic shooter. He's developed over his career. Fantastic around the rim, one of the best finesse layup packages we've ever seen. And shoot, he looks like he's getting more athletic with time. We saw that that putback dunk he did a couple weeks ago. So, but Kyrie Irving has been absolutely unstoppable this year, and I think S tier, that low S tier, high A tier is just right for him. So I had to respect him, had to put my top five guys S tier, and I think Kyrie Irving deserves that spot.
I got a few things to ask you guys. Speaking of Ja Morant, did you hear that story that came out that I don't know the full story, so I'm not going to act like I know the full story, but like something like a car was driving, he was in the car,
yeah.
There was like a red dot on the car, like
yeah.
It was a gun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, he got proven not guilty, so.
I don't think he even went to court.
No, he didn't. No. But like the NBA proved that it didn't happen.
Okay, so that, one more thing. Russell Westbrook last night got into a fight with Darwin Ham, the Lakers head coach in the locker room. Do you want to talk about that? Because I was reading about that today, and do you think that was leaked to then give a reason for them to move him?
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm being honest with you, it is not Russell Westbrook's fault. He came to that building for 2 years straight, getting booed, getting disrespected, and acting like a pure professional. He never said anything bad about the management, about the coaches, about anything. And then he still goes out there, plays with LeBron, puts up 27-3-8, and
last
gets
night,
disrespected by the Laker fans still, saying, oh, Russell Westbrook shouldn't have had turnovers. Like, bro, it's just everything he does gets just, you know, picked on by the Laker fans. So I couldn't be more happy that he's out of there, you know, and if he doesn't get out of there, if this trade falls through, then whatever. But regardless, Darwin Ham is not the problem either. I think it's just Laker culture as far as fans. When they don't have, when something doesn't go their way, I feel like they just automatically just go at the coach or the lesser player out of the big three.
What was Darwin Ham's problem with him?
Because Westbrook, whenever he got took out, y'all ever heard about the story where Kobe was about to get taken out of the game and he said no?
Yeah.
Same thing with Westbrook. He didn't want to get off the court.
Huh. Can't blame him. I mean, he's having a good night.
I mean, I can't either. Whatever, you're playing this man 24 minutes per game, and he's averaging 20 points per game, and he's only getting that amount of minutes. I just think it's kind of insane.
I think Darvin Ham's an overrated coach.
I think that he's good at defense. I think he's a great leader, but I think that he just does not know how to guard Russell Westbrook.
His decision-making is just not great.
Yeah, and I just think that it was kind of a risky move to put Westbrook on the bench anyways. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's been beneficial, and it'll get him another award to that, maybe, if he... Depends on what happens in the next couple weeks, but I'm I don't know what to think about him at this point. I really don't like him. I don't like Frank Vogel anymore because of what he did with Westbrook last year. I've lost a little bit of respect for LeBron. Still my GOAT, but, you know.
Not mine.
I don't know. You know.
All right. Darvin Ham, he's
cuckoo. Nixon his feels over there.
Yeah. One more thing, though. I did bring up Pat Bev. Where do you think Pat Bev is on this? F?
Yeah.
I think he could make an argument
D.
C or D.
Well, I mean, like, we didn't do all the point guards, obviously, but if we were to put him on here,
D.
He's D.
See, I'm going to have him in my shooting guards because he's a two guard this year.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. And you think he's, like, a higher-level backup shooting guard?
Yeah, I do, personally. All right, yeah.
Cool.
Okay. We all good?
I think we're good.
All right, thank you all for tuning in to WVUA 90.7 and the Full Court Press Podcast. We'll be back Monday with our series of making tier lists for every position in the NBA, moving on to shooting guards.
Pat Bev will be there.
Yep.
Before we finish, we have a big announcement to make. The Full Court Press Podcast will be expanding to 2 shows a week. We wanted to have the chance to, you know, spend some more time talking about basketball with you guys. So we're going to be recording shorter episodes on Saturdays, which will be posted on Mondays. Our Friday episodes are going to stay consistent, so you shouldn't have to worry about that. Those will always be there for you guys. But we're going to be moving on to 2 shows a week. They're going to be shorter. We're going to be recording Saturday, going up Monday. They're going to be fun podcasts, playing games, just messing around with each other. It's going to be great. So, I mean, with all of that being said, have a great week, and we're going to see you guys Friday when the live show is uploaded.
And we'll see you at the live... Oh, yeah, when it's uploaded. And if you're at the live show, you'll see you at the live show.
Pull up.
We'll be there. All right. Peace.
Peace. WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.